Forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine. We will have a high of about 77. He's at peace with his decision not to continue chemotherapy for the lymphoma that is consuming his body. And while Mark Eichhorst, known as Mr. Racine, is biding what time he has left in a Kenosha hospice, he's still working on projects. Speaking with WRJN's Mike Clements this morning, Eichhorst said that one of his two final goals in life is to do a final broadcast in the radio station studios. The other, to complete a lap in the upcoming Relay for Life event.
June 9th at 6 o'clock at the Caledonia Mount Pleasant Park, Memorial Park there in Franksville. They're going to have the annual Relay for Life, and I want to take a lap, not necessarily, because those laps are for survivors, and not necessarily for myself, but for all the people before me, all the people after me that are going to have to go through something like this.
Eichhorst always telling people, including on air, that he felt blessed, a belief that he says has not changed.
With the response just from the radio station and all the people there, the listeners, you know, my friends, my church, people stopping by, I'm very, very blessed, and the good Lord's walking with me through this, making me as comfortable and as peaceful as possible, and my job is just to keep fighting and trying to be an example for people out there.
Eichhorst working with his pastor on the funeral service that will eventually come.
I'm prepared. I kind of look at it as the rest of the people out there, they've got the tough part. They got to still put up with this crazy world every day of their lives. A month, 2 months, maybe even more, hopefully even more, I get to go home with my Lord and Savior.
Mark Eichhorst says the thoughts, the prayers, the cards, the visits, etc., they've all helped him as he takes his final journey one day at a time. 27th Annual Aging Well Conference, Friday, June the 2nd in the UW Parkside Student Center, a must for anybody working in the field of aging, serving in a caregiving role, or considering a career in gerontology. Scheduled keynote speakers include author, trainer, motivational speaker Loretta Woodward-Vini, along with Cindy Ofsted, Director of the Office of Aging for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The Aging Well Conference offered through Parkside's Continuing Education Program. Call 262-595-3340 or visit uwp.edu and go for continuing education in the search. S.E. Johnson, of course, headquartered in Racine, but has operations across the globe, now boasting that almost one-third of the company's total energy use is coming from renewable sources.
S.E. Johnson has announced that their manufacturing site in Bay City, Michigan, recently became the third company-owned facility running on 100% wind energy for electricity. The company is purchasing power for the Bay City plant from nearby wind farms. The other two facilities exclusively on wind power are in the Netherlands and in Poland. The company also has two wind turbines at the Wexdale plant, which generate about 8 million kilowatt hours of electricity each year, enough to power 770 homes. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Racine Public Library has announced a program that, well, turns back the clock on when something broke or it got damaged, and you try to fix or repair it, not throw it away and buy another one. The Repair Cafe will launch June the 17th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., with the emphasis on volunteer repair experts being available to help fix your problem at no cost. The public can show up at the library with one item per person, like a toaster that doesn't work or a problem with a bicycle or a damaged piece of clothing. Friends of the Racine Public Library, with financial help from Robert W. Baird, Sew and Save, and Lee's Hardware, are hoping to present the Repair Cafe every month. Finishing the Racine-Kenosha County stretch of I-94, of course, tied to Wisconsin's Transportation Fund, which is now predicted to end the 2017-19 budget period with $93 million more than originally projected. This according to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Governor Walker's two-year budget proposal got introduced in February. The road fund was expected to end with $8.4 million on hand. New projections put that closing balance at $102 million. The governor reportedly using that information to bolster his latest call for lawmakers to support his transportation funding proposal. A proposal to put a Wild Root grocery store in a one-time medical building on Walton Avenue on the northeast side of Racine and use a North Wisconsin Street parking lot still needs rezoning and a conditional use permit, but the city also has to amend the comprehensive plan for 2035, all issues with a public hearing at the City Plan Commission gathering at City Hall. All issues for a public hearing with the City Plan Commission. Robert Powerser lives near the site, noted it's been vacant for years, said the area needs a store.
I've talked to a goodly number of my neighbors in the 23 and 2400 block of Erie, and they have all had a yay for this project. They're looking forward to to seeing it approved and seeing it flourish.
Commissioner Mario Martinez said, I can't imagine anyone would be against this.
You're against better food consumption. You're against better health. You're against less medical treatment. I mean, my hopes are that this would be the catalyst to something that in this city where we would possibly have more options such as these. Because I am someone who travels to Milwaukee, to Trader Joe's and that kind of thing to get things that I can't get here. But it's an awesome concept, and I'm hoping that we can get this thing done.
The June 14th Plan Commission meeting will set the stage toward Common Council approval the night of June 20th. The Central States Water Environment Association covers Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, presents an annual award to the best lab analyst in the three-state area who exemplifies what it takes to be a lab chemist and an analyst in the wastewater field. This year's winner, Jan Orth from the Racine Water Wastewater Utility, the 1975 Horlick High School graduate, also eligible for the national honor. A large crowd at the Gifford School last evening to raise public awareness about mental health recovery and to help reduce the stigma attached to mental illness. Mike Boticki, executive director of NAMI of Racine County, said these kind of events are vital because mental illness touches everybody in a different way, and these events help those with the mental illnesses know that there is that help available.
If somebody that's struggling can come to an event like this, hear somebody profess their journey, then I've had those people come to me afterwards and say, I realized from attending this that I'm not alone.
Among the other speakers at the event, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and Racine Unified Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion. And the three peregrine falcon chicks that hatched this year in the nesting box atop the Racine County Courthouse got banded and named yesterday afternoon in front of a rather interested crowd that included some school kids. The falcons are all girls. They were named Imogene, Dorothy, and Jude for Imogene Johnson, Dorothy Constantine, who are in attendance, and the late Judge John Jude. Among the few county staff members armed with brooms was Chief of Staff M.T. Boyle. She volunteered to go up onto the roof to help gather up the youngsters in the nesting box, holding a board to cover the front of the box to keep the parents at bay.
Yeah, and I'm a little afraid of heights, so I put my head down and I tucked it and I held onto that board with all my might because the wind was blowing and the birds were flying around and the little chickies were squawking, and then so it was really, really exciting.
That process got stalled a little bit when the mom peregrine showed up with a pigeon to feed the youngsters. Chicks are about 22 days old. They should begin to fly in about 3 weeks. Racine Kenosha County Senator Van Wongard says he's extremely pleased that a law he authored last year and was signed by Governor Walker played a role in 16 child sex predators and sex traffickers being arrested recently by the State Department of Justice, though none from this immediate area. It was Alicia's law, and Wongard, in a statement, says all the hard work to get it passed was worth it. The arrests were made in a week-long DOJ operation called New Hope. This involved more than 30 law enforcement agencies and advocacy groups. Alicia's law also added $1 million to the agency's Internet Crimes Against Children initiative. Racine's Redevelopment Authority meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall. Among the agenda items, authorization for an option agreement with Racine Revitalization Partnership on possible redevelopment of 1418, 1420, and 1422 Washington Avenue in Uptown. Their plan is to turn it into a mixed-use building, which the RDA has owned for almost 10 years. And there's authorization for an option to purchase agreement on the former Ajax property. That's at 1520 and 1536 Clark Street. Madison-based Capital Management, the third potential developers involved, the goal to create housing including for veterans. Plans by Herman and Kittle fell through. More recently, North Point Development pulled out of the option agreement due to questions about the stability of the buildings. The Racine Plan Commission supports a proposed new downtown brewery, tasting room, and entertainment venue at 300 Main Street. It's the site of what decades ago was City Hall. Andrew and Angie Molina planning to renovate and spruce up that almost 2,900-square-foot building inside and out.
Inside, if you go back to the portion where we were going to tear down that wall, we proposed to put like a half wall there. And we're actually going to make that into an indoor beer garden since we don't have the outdoor space to do so. So we're going to make sure it's bright, lots of plants, and really comfortable to be in. And we plan on having, you know, comedy acts and bands and having a heavy participation in all of the city events.
Mayor John Dickert mentioning to the Molinas that they ought to consider having tables outside on the sidewalk like other businesses have embraced.
A lot of our restaurants actually have tables outside, and it not only slows down traffic, but it creates more of a harmony with the rest of the street and the other folks that are out on the street doing things, walking around or talking or having restaurants and food out there.
The goal to open by March of 2018, serving craft beers and soda. There'll be a 90-seat tasting room Sundays noon to 6 p.m., Wednesdays and Thursdays 3 to 6 p.m., Fridays 3 to 11 p.m., and noon to 11 p.m. on Saturdays. Recommended approval of the conditional use permit going to the Common Council next week for final approval. And graduation ceremonies will begin tomorrow for the five high schools in Racine Unified. The Walden 3 ceremony will take place at 6 p.m. tomorrow in the UW Parkside Rita Talent Pickin Arts Center. Also Friday at 6 o'clock, the ceremony for the real school, right now still at 5915 Erie Street. The other three graduation ceremonies for Case Park and Horlick are all Sunday afternoon at those locations. Different times, however. Horlick ceremony begins at noon, Park goes at 3 p.m., Case is set for 5:30 p.m. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.